This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. President Draupadi Murmu reached Algiers, the capital city of Algeria, last evening as part of a week-long three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. Speaking at the community reception later in the evening last day, President appreciated the efforts of the Indian community in Algeria and urged them to continue the good work, thus strengthening the Indo-Algerian relation. On the second day of a visit to Algeria, President is scheduled to hold various bilateral meetings with Algerian leadership, aiming to give a major impetus for strengthening and expanding the Indo-Algerian relations. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the President's rule has been revoked yesterday ahead of the swearing-in ceremony of the National Conference Vice President Omar Abdullah, expected to take place today. A gazette notification to this effect was issued by the Union Home Ministry. Earlier, National Conference Vice President Omar Abdullah met Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha on Friday in Raj Bhavan, Srinagar, and had staked claim for the formation of the new government in Jammu and Kashmir. In Jammu and Kashmir, government has directed both divisional commissioners and all 20 deputy commissioners to ensure demarcation of land of temples in their respective jurisdiction and removal of encroachments. Detailed status of all the historic temples will be collected and hosted on the website of the Department of Culture. The J&K Chief Secretary recently held deliberations on restoration of temples in the Union Territory in the light of an order passed by the High Court of J&K and Ladakh. In line with the central government's policy of zero tolerance against drugs and Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, the special cell of the Delhi Police and Gujarat Police have seized 518 kilograms of cocaine from Gujarat. Sources said that during the joint operation, the cocaine was recovered from Avka Drugs Limited Company in Ankleshwar, Gujarat yesterday. The estimated value of the drug in the international market is around 5,000 crore rupees. BJP has appointed Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav as central observers for the Haryana BJP Legislature Party meeting to elect its leader. The party has also appointed Union Minister Prahlad Joshi and party's National General Secretary Tarun Chugh as central observers for the Jammu and Kashmir BJP Legislature Party meeting to elect its leader. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty surged in early trading today, driven by strong buying in banking and financial stocks amid a positive trend in global markets. The 30-share BSE jumped 462 points or 0.57% to 81,843, while Nifty rose 141 points or 0.56% to 25,105. The India Met Department has forecast very heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and coastal Andhra Pradesh during the next 3 to 4 days. The IMD has also predicted heavy rainfall over coastal and south interior Karnataka tomorrow. Meanwhile, light to moderate rainfall conditions will prevail over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh during the week. The International Shooting Sports Federation, ISSF, President Luciano Rossi confirmed that India will host the ISSF Junior World Cup in 2025. Mr. Rossi was addressing a press conference ahead of the ISSF World Cup final rifle, pistol, shotgun in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Rossi also hailed India's increasing contribution to the development and growing popularity of shooting around the world. India continues to be a significant force in the world of shooting, not only with its talented athletes, but also through its commitment to expanding the sports infrastructure and reach, Mr. Rossi said. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia beat India by 9 runs in a Group A match at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium last night and sealed their place in the semi-finals. Australia maintained their unbeaten record in the tournament with 4th consecutive win in the group stage. On the other hand, India's chances to qualify for the semis rest with the result of the final Group A encounter between New Zealand and Pakistan. If Pakistan wins the match, then India will become the second team from the group to reach the semis. And that is the end of this news bulletin.